Fluid Power.
Hi, is Doug there?
Yeah, hold on just one second.
Okay.
Doug, can I help you?
Hey Doug, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with SunTrust back in 2011. So basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about 250K. So yeah, I just want to touch base with you and see what you had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Not right now, man. I'm good.
Not right now. Okay. I mean, is there a time of year you looked at on equipment, or?
Actually, I've got an eminent domain notice in the works, and they're fixing a six lane through here, so I've got lawyers waiting to see what's going on with that. So
an imminent...
I may not even be in business.
Wow, what happened? Well,
that's where they come through and take your property for the highway.
Oh, what?
So, yeah, and then you may or may not get a good deal, depending on, you know, what your lawyer can work with them, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of up in the air. I'm not doing anything, man. I'm not doing any building improvements. I'm doing nothing. I'm setting for till the study's done at the end of this year, and then they're supposed to figure out what, you know, how much the property they're taking and what it's going to impact on my business, so...
That's
Until
crazy.
That happens, I can't do anything, man. I'm just kind of in limbo.
No, I hear you. And so that, do they give you, like, I mean, so is this over the course of the next year, or is it?
I got 2 to 5 before I actually get anything out of them, but the study's supposed to be done at the end of this year to tell how much property they're taking, but they're talking about 6 lanes with sidewalks and bicycle paths and all kinds of stuff. So I'm
Wow.
They're probably going to take my whole front.
Wow, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
well, I mean, I'm kind of ready to go anyway. To be honest. I'm getting old, and I've been here 30 years. I'm ready to move on and do something different.
Wow. Well, I hear you. That's cool. What do you plan on doing? You going to get out of this industry or do something else? Or?
I don't think I'm going to do the heavy equipment stuff anymore. I'm kind of looking at some campgrounds out west.
Oh, wow.
Maybe do that in the summertime. Something easy.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's cool. And what is it you exactly do over there? You replace like hydraulic like hoses and fittings and stuff like that?
Yeah, I work on heavy equipment and do hoses, fittings, pumps, motors, cylinder rebuilds, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's some tough work, man. I know I used to operate front end loaders like 998s and 990s back in about 5 years ago. And when those things blow, man, it's crazy. Like hydraulic fluid everywhere, and it's pretty nuts.
I'm doing a pair of cylinders right now off a 644J, big
tire
loader.
That's awesome.
I do pretty good. I mean, I'm doing, you know, great. But like I said, the work's hard. You can't find any workers. You can't find any help anymore. And I'm just, like, over the whole business thing of trying to employ people.
No, I know it's tough. It gets to that point where it's like, I mean, you're a business owner, but yeah, if you can't employ people, it's hard to expand and stuff, you know.
Can't find anybody who wants to do that kind of work.
Yeah, I know. I feel like, that's why I was talking to someone on an airplane. They actually said that, like, the trades are, like, flipping now, you know. Like, everyone doesn't want to do them, but now there's, like, no one to do the trade work. So it's, like, it's getting tough for you. But at the same time, you guys are able to, you know, charge more money, though. for sure.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good business right here. I mean, things have been pretty steady. They've been putting in all these roads and the hurricane evacuation routes and a lot of construction going on. Florida's economy is doing really good.
That's good. That's great. But yeah, like I said, I just want to get in touch with you. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through that. Yeah, like I said, we do equipment finance and working capital. So if you did have a need for any extra cushion or with capital or anything like that, we definitely could do something.
Right now I'm set, man. Like I said, if this thing comes through, I wouldn't mind selling just the business part.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the business, maybe get something out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there
but
you go.
I can't do anything till this road thing's done, though. I'm kind of in limbo.
Yeah, see, that's rough because it puts a hold or a damper on you, you know, as a business owner. All right, hey, Doug, if you don't mind, can I send you some info? Do you have, like, an email address? You can just keep in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Yeah, you can send it to the powersales_fluid.
powersales_fluid.
@comcast.net.
@comcast.net. All right, and, yeah, how'd you kind of get started in the business, Doug? You just...
My dad, he was...
Yeah.
He was doing hydraulics. I worked for him, and then I bought him out years ago, and then I built a new building right next door to the old one, so I've been in the same spot now for about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that that's happening, but it sounds like it's a kind of a good thing for you, though.
Yeah,
a little
it might
change
work
going
out,
on.
Man. It might give me a big chunk of change.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope that works out for you.
Might not give me anything.
Oh, is that really? They might not give you anything?
You never know, man, what they're going to
do. Yeah, it's true. You really don't. All right, Doug. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll check back in, like, next quarter to see how things are going. And hopefully by then, you know. All right.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.